Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Ho!
9:14, we continue live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show. If you know and love hockey in Chicago, you know the reputation of the new Trier hockey program and all the hockey families there. I've actually asked the boss to come in to discuss this as well, and the boss is now Mary Sandberg. You remember Mary Sandberg, Dave? She was on the show.
I've heard of her, yeah. And I just think anytime you invite a boss into the studio, it's headline news.
The hell's
news.
Going on with me? Dolls yeah. on last right. hour, and now the boss is
what
in
has
here?
Happened to the show?
I don't know. But one of the great names in New Trier hockey history is Alex Pegler, and many would argue, as good a player as he was probably even a better coach. And to honor Alex and his memory, the New Trier hockey program's doing something special. So, Sandberg, tell me what's happening.
They are, well, Alex Pegler is important to us because he was a great hockey player, but also his mom works at our company, Peg. She is here today, and she is in our sales team. And the team Alex passed away at 24. It was devastating, unexpected. And this team that he coached, the New Trier Green, they rallied around that all season long.
Oh. It's all right. I knew you wouldn't make it far.
So when they won the state championship this year, I was watching on television. And they went and got his jersey and brought it over to his mom.
And Peg, I'm just going to bail you out here for a second. and Peg is here. We're going to ask Peg to speak in a second. But let me bring Mr. Sievertson in here.
I got the rest of this. Just
you got
so,
it?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So then when they talked to the captain, when they talked to the coach, they all said that this was for Alex as much as they were happy for themselves and, for the team. And some of these players, it's the last game they were going to play, but they were so happy to do this for Alex. So also continuing the honor of Alex, they are having the hockey block party. It's the summer Saturday, July 27th. 7th at the North Shore Ice Arena from 4 to 10 p.m. Okay, now Neil can take
nice recovery. Very impressive. Neil Sievertson's here. Neil, how are you?
I'm doing
well,
great.
I'll turn your microphone on here. Lean right into that thing if you would for me, Neil.
I'm doing great. Thanks.
And Neil, what's your tie to all of this, my friend?
My tie to this is just love the hockey, love of the program. You know, my son Magnus has played there and for the same coaching staff for a number of years. They've had great success, and they've had even better success off the ice, made amazing friendships. And, to honor someone like Alex, a former captain and state champion, who wanted nothing more than to be able to ensure that every kid was able to enjoy the experiences he enjoyed on the ice and the friendships that they built, being able to rally around Alex this year and host this event in his honor is something that we're really proud of, and we're planning on making sure we do a good job of it.
Yeah, and losing Alex rocked everybody, but I think it's a testament not just to this program, but to the game, because hockey is family, right? And
yeah,
this family got even tighter.
It's family for life.
Again, the website is NewTrierHockey.com. You want to introduce your son and these two studs that are right here?
Sure. So Magnus Sievertson, a defenseman on last year's championship teams here, along with his partner, Brian Dolby, another defenseman and captain from last year's NewTrier Green team. And Brian's got a lot of history with Alex. His older brother, Jack, played with Alex at New Trier as well.
So let me start with you, Brian. What do you remember of Alex?
His high spirits and just like his way of bringing energy no matter what is just something that really shocked. I mean, not really shocked the team, but impacted the team tremendously.
Good leader.
A great leader. From the minute he walked in the room, I mean, he set the tone right away. We weren't going to lose a game, and we went undefeated the first 30 games of the year. And he goes, and I just remember his high spirits and his smile and the way he just brought the team together no matter what was going on.
And Magnus, you know, a lot of guys don't know how good a player the older guys are that end up coaching. Did you know how good a player Alex was?
I knew how good of a player he was. I mean, he told us his stories of when he went to the state championship, of how far he went. I mean, and he was really a leader for his team. He was a big impact no matter where he was. He's a big voice. He's got an infectious smile. I mean,
sure.
You can always see him. He's a big presence no matter where he is. So
no doubt.
It wasn't a surprise that he was.
And those are great memories for you guys because that doesn't go away.
Unreal.
So talk to me again about the event itself, Neil. What happens?
So on July 27th at the North Shore Ice Arena, which is in Northbrook, one of the rinks that a number of the North Shore clubs, including New Tura, play out of. They were kind enough to donate the rink that day for our fundraiser. And from 4 to 10, we have a series of events that I think all hockey families and people that know Alex and know what he meant will come out and enjoy. From 4 to 5, we have a kids' skate. We call it the Skate with a Trevian. So all the younger kids that might be playing in the local feeder teams like Wilmette or Winnetka
sure.
can come and skate with the New Tura Green champion kids, you know, some other upcoming underclassmen. Fun small area games and drills. After that, we have an alumni game. We've got you know, ex New Tura players and other hockey players, maybe not at New Tura, but whose family are associated with New Tura back to the 50s, coming out to play. And that game will go on from probably about, you know, 5:30-ish, depending on when the
sure.
kids get off the ice, to 6. And then we've got a band and
full day
goes till 10. The barbecue band and silent auction goes until 10 o'clock. Northbrook has been awesome in helping us facilitate, as has North Shore Ice Arena. So come on out.
If people can't get there, can they still donate?
Oh, absolutely. You can go on New Tura's website, which, as you mentioned, is www.newturahockey.com, and look for Alex's picture. You can donate directly by clicking on the button in the live link that pops up.
Well, it's a great event to have, and it's a great way to remember Alex. Peg, I love you. Lean into that microphone.
Okay.
Tell me about Alex.
Well, I think these boys said it all. He was an amazing young boy, amazing young man, a great player, a great coach, and he always wanted everybody to be able to enjoy the game. So, I mean, the fact that this fundraiser is going on for kids to be able, that can't afford hockey, to be able to come out and play his dream is he's smiling down on all of you right now, and just, he's happy that he is making a difference in these kids' lives, because that's what he wanted to do. I mean, his whole life, it was all about hockey.
And Peg, how about he would love a summer block party that includes hockey and music and good times and smiling. It's a perfect honor for Alex.
No doubt. Thank you guys for having us.
Well, let me just say about you. You know, the toughest thing you can do when you go through a tragedy like you've gone through is dive back into where, you know, it's centered around, and it's centered around hockey. So your strength has been amazing. You've been an inspiration to everybody.
Well, thank you. And I couldn't do it without my loving WGN family and just all of the teammates and friends. You know, Tracy Dolby is here with me, longtime hockey mom friend. And we love the sport. We love it. And
yeah, I was going to say, were you surprised at all about the reaction? But you probably weren't. This is probably not that you'd ever expect to have to need this kind of support, but I'm sure you weren't surprised.
Not really. Not if you knew Alex, you knew it was there. I mean, if you're, you know, everyone was at the service and you saw the outcry of people. I mean, people loved him. He, as they said, he was contagious. He had that smile that was infectious, that he walked into the room and the whole room turned and looked at Alex.
NewTuraHockey.com. We want to have a great day, right?
Absolutely. Come on out and enjoy.
Let's load it up. Guys, thanks for getting up. I know you didn't want to get up at this hour, but thanks for getting up. Appreciate it. And good luck. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. And thanks to everybody with New Tura Hockey and Sam Brick. You did great.